One. The economic downturn has taken a heavy toll on businesses around the world, but the companies which have been worst hit are those which rely on discretionary spending. When people have spare cash, they spend more on life's little luxuries, and when times are tough, they put away their wallets. So perhaps it's not surprising that the tourism industry is suffering. Tim Jenkins reports from the Mediterranean holiday island of Mallorca.
It's been another gorgeous day in Mallorca. The sun shining, the sea warm, and the sand hot between your toes. But tourism numbers in Spain were down 12% in the first half of this year, and you really noticed the lack of crowds on the street and empty seats in the restaurants too. The World Tourism Organization says Europe will suffer most, with tourist arrivals down 10% so far. Here are some other holiday facts from across Europe.
Germans have been delaying making their holiday plans until the last moment, and many are taking a break at home.
In Britain, the sales of foreign holiday packages were down 10% by July.
Spain depends on tourism for 10% of its national income. The industry employs 2 million people here, so the downturn does concern the mayor of Mallorca's capital, La Palma.
We depend on people, especially from Europe, so we depend on the global economy. So if the global economy goes badly, families change the pattern of holidays, and that affects directly to us. But I think that we have different data. We have only 5% less of planes taken in the city than last year, for example. The reality is that the tourists that they come don't spend the same amount of money. So we have probably the same more or less number of tourists, but not the same amount of money which is spent in the island.
The search for value for money won't end when the recession's over. Tourism officials tell me the internet means that looking for bargains is easier now, and the world's population, in Asia especially, is gradually getting more used to flying further, cheaper, for those holidays.